50 years ago, a man of faith and light, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., stood in the shadow of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and proclaimed to the world that he had a dream. He spoke words of enlightenment to a people living in darkness, a people enslaved by prejudice and injustice. His words, inspired by his faith, became a beacon of hope and a witness to the power of the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Dr. King stood on those steps that day, he did not stand alone. He was but the most recent in a long line of men and women who have been beacons of light in their own generations. Christians who had a dream of what might be and were inspired to tell others to capture that dream and make it a reality. And standing at the beginning of that long line of prophets throughout the ages was John the Baptist. John the Baptist stood among the throngs and proclaimed that he had a dream. He said, "I have a dream. I have a dream when the Word of God will become flesh and blood and will proclaim God's love for all people. I have a dream of a day when the Messiah, the Christ, will come among us and restore God's kingdom on earth. I have a dream that the Lamb of God will walk among us and will take away the hatred and violence and greed and oppression that affects the world. I have a dream that the one who is to come will bring new life." And though there were some who embraced John's dream, there were many more who were unsettled by this message and called John crazy. And then there was the moment when Jesus stood before John and John cried out, "Here is the Lamb of God who will take away the sin of the world." And people did not see the truth of that claim and called him crazy. So Jesus came into the world preaching the kingdom of God, but it was not what people wanted to hear, and they called him crazy. And you know what? He was. For the good news he preached made little sense in a world where power and might was epitomized by the Emperor of Rome and the Roman legions. After all, if you're looking for a liberator, do these words make any sense? "The meek will inherit the earth. The merciful will receive mercy. The peacemakers will be called children of God. Those who are persecuted will be the honored ones. The lame will walk, the blind will see, the deaf will hear. Those who are enslaved will be free. Death will lead to life." Let's face it, whether you live in the first or the 21st century from the perspective of the world, that's just plain crazy. But you know what? People heard that message, the message Jesus proclaimed. They captured that dream in their lives, and they were changed forever. And as a result, people who responded to hatred with love, injury with forgiveness, division with reconciliation, found peace. People who sought to make the difference in the world by caring for the poor and the marginalized and the destitute experienced joy. People who embraced the notion that God had a mission for the world to establish justice and peace through mercy and loving kindness were filled with hope. And people who came to see all the people of the world as brothers and sisters discovered what love was all about. But responding to life in this way has never really been the way of the world. The world's way is not the way of Jesus. And those who follow Jesus dare to be different, who defy the odds, who go against the cultural norms of any age, who run the risk of being labeled crazy by contemporary society. But it's such crazy people who have changed the world. Martin Luther King Jr. was one such crazy person who changed his world forever. And for those of us who remember the 60s, who remember the climate of the American version of apartheid that infected our culture, who remember Black Power and the militant voices that called for violent revolution, who remember the anger and hatred that infected our country, for those of us who remember, we also remember the voices of those who called Dr. King crazy. Crazy to believe that nonviolence could transform a culture of hatred and prejudice. Crazy to believe that words were powerful antidotes to the disease of racism. Crazy to believe in the power of simply loving one another. But Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream that many called crazy. That one day this nation would rise up and live out of the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. That one day sons and daughters of former slaves and sons and daughters of former slave owners would be able to sit down together at the table of fellowship. That one day each state, sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, would be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. That his four little children would one day live in a nation where they would not be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. That one day, little black boys and black girls would be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. That was Dr. King's dream. And Dr. King looked back to all of those Old Testament prophets and joined with them in the fervent belief that one day every valley will be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. And that dream for a time became the dream of a nation. And suddenly people realized that Dr. King maybe wasn't so crazy after all, but rather a prophet, like John the Baptist, calling all people to do what is possible when we live in concert with God's mission for the world. And therein lies our hope and our call to mission. For there is a spirit alive in this world today, a spirit that is able to turn the hearts of people to seek that which restores rather than destroys, that reconciles rather than divides, a spirit that moves us to participate in God's mission. And so here's to those of us who were crazy enough to believe that the living gospel of Jesus can transform the world. And we do not stand alone. We stand in a long line of men and women who embrace that spirit. people who have dared to be different, who defied the odds, who went against cultural norms of their age, and in doing so, changed their world and ours forever. People like Francis of Assisi, Catherine of Siena, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Nelson Mandela, and Martin Luther King Jr., who had dreams of what might be and by the power of faith spent their lives helping to make that dream a reality. People who exhibited the love of God in their lives and in doing so became God's blessing in the world. Are we crazy enough to join them? Are we, in the words of our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, willing to become crazy Christians? Well, if we are, here's to the crazy Christians of the world. People, ordinary people like you and me, who dare to dream and who believe that dreams, when we join as one in faith and follow in the way of our Lord Jesus, dreams rooted in this and lived out faithfully in our lives can come true. If we believe, no, if we beloved the one who inspires the dream in us, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, the one who died that we might live. Amen.